Theresa May's Final Days, by James Dalton. All political careers end in failure, and so it will be with Theresa May, who will go down in history as one of the most ineffective and weak prime ministers of the UK. An exemplar of political uselessness, Theresa May has always sounded serious, plausible and firm, yet she has always failed to follow through on her broadcast promises and failed to achieve any of the objectives for the country that she has set herself. Theresa May is substanceless, a creation, a manifestation of the corrupted party politics here in the UK, which has become remote from the people that politicians exist to serve. This visage, this appearance, this performance to camera, betrays a focus of her training in acting and public relations rather than her demonstrably absent abilities in leadership or in the understanding of our nation and the problems it faces. The truth, of course, is that Theresa May and her fellow travellers in the Conservative, Labour, and Lib Dem parties do not work for the UK people, but for foreign powers and international corporate interests. The criticism levelled at Theresa May is coming from all sides. Her embarrassing dining event with the leaders of the EU nations at the informal meeting in Salzburg on Thursday 20 September 2018 is the focus of the propaganda campaign that has been waging in the UK since the historic vote to leave the EU in June 2016. There is no pretense to the mood music from May and her cronies, whilst stating that she is respecting the referendum result and implementing Brexit. Her weak, submissive actions betray that she does not want the UK to be an independent nation, and neither do the taxpayer-funded mandarins in Whitehall who are undertaking negotiations with the EU on our behalf. Neither do the hyperbolic political news hounds who foment division with the continuing after the event Remain campaign, their faux differences revealed by their common purpose in hiding truth from people in support of their globalist corporate paymasters. The latest vehicle of the EU ideologues who are appealing to the emotionally conditioned younger generations is now manifesting itself as the hash people's vote. More like the hash losers' vote, I suggest, and shame on them for fear-mongering and manipulating the young. It isn't complicated as most rational people understand. Forget negotiations. Simply tell the EU what we are doing. We have no need for a deal. But the elites and their cronies need to justify the existence of their remuneration and the offices they hold, so have no interest in doing what is in the obvious and expressed interest of the UK people. But the reality being hidden from the unsuspecting public is that Theresa May has something more urgent and existentially significant occupying her mind than the so-called EU negotiations. This pressing matter relates to the USA and specifically to the revelations that UK and Australian secret services covertly and unlawfully conspired with criminal agents within the US administration to undermine the confirmed sitting President of the United States of America. In his interview with President Donald J. Trump in Las Vegas on Thursday evening 20 September 2018, circa 300 hours 21 BST, Sean Hannity of Fox News asked the president questions relating to the recent order to declassify documents relating to the Carter Page FISA application and FISC approval. The panic that the document declassification has created in the UK and Australian government has resulted in requests from the UK and Australia to stop the publication of facts which will reveal the truth about Russian collusion. Those who in January 2017 were confused at the unexpected resignation of Robert Hannigan from his position as head of GCHQ, which was reported 3 days after President Trump's inauguration, may soon start to understand why the resignation came about, albeit nearly 2 years down the line. We're also dealing with foreign countries that do have a problem. I must tell you, I got called today from two very good allies saying, "Please, can we talk?" So, it's not as simple as all that, and we do have to respect their wishes, but it will all come out, Trump said to the listening public before addressing the Nevada rally in support of the Republican push for the midterm elections. The New York Times, who have been at the forefront of keeping the Russia/Trump collusion story at the top of the news agenda for 2 years, yesterday, 21 September 2018, released a damning article that will no doubt be seen as the start of the collapse of the corrupt House of Cards in Washington, D.C., which will reveal itself to a shocked public over the coming days and weeks. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, is in deep water, and even what President Trump has referred to as the fake news media can no longer hide the evidenced criminality and abuse of power from within the deep state. Rosenstein, Stzok, McCabe, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, or the list will go on, but the reality which has been facing corrupt actors within the USA's federal government is about to manifest itself in the form of indictments, trials and custodial sentences. While Theresa May's political play-acting continues in front of the camera to appease the people who are waiting for the UK to leave the EU, and for that matter to appease those activists hell-bent on a United States of Europe, behind the scenes and away from the news editors' desks, the betrayal of the UK by its corrupt political elite continues apace. Theresa May will be removed, the monkey replaced, but the organ grinder, the corrupted Whitehall mandarins and their federalist agenda will continue regardless. The undermining of the referendum vote will continue. The pro-EU propaganda assault through academia and media will continue. Integration of our military's command and control will continue. ECJ jurisdiction will continue. Uncontrolled mass immigration will continue, and the people will continue to be betrayed until the treasonous corrupted legacy parties, Labour, Lib Dems and Conservatives, are dislodged from their positions of power. A nation can survive its fools, but it cannot survive treason from within. Marcus Tullius Cicero. On 15 September 2018 in Barnsley, John Rhys-Evans, the leader of the Democrats and Veterans Party, announced the creation of the Brexit Alliance, a banner under which all patriotic independents and small parties can fight at the next election on the single most important issue of our nation's time, regaining our independence and leaving the EU. Get involved. Join the fight in the UK. The fight at the ballot box, which the Democrats and Veterans Party has already started to bring to the LibLab Con's doorstep. Copyright James Dalton 2018. Democrats and Veterans Party. For Direct Democracy.